We now welcome on to the call the head coach of the Maine Black Bears, Jordan Stevens. Good morning, Jordan.
Good morning, Rob.
Good morning. A 28-3 setback for your team down at William & Mary on Saturday, a game that certainly you guys went toe-to-toe with the Tribe there in the first half. Just give me your assessment on your team's play.
Yeah, as you said, I mean, we competed hard and, you know, kept the game really close up until really the third quarter. The turnover we had on the opening drive on offense, allowed them to get up two scores. And then from there, I thought we did do a nice job of, just making them earn everything on offense. You know, it's a great team, and hats off to Coach London and their and that team and, the culture they have and the toughness they play with certainly showed through in the end. But I thought, our players played really hard in the beginning and throughout the entire game. But our margin for error is very small, and it is in this league. So, we have to capitalize on times when we need to convert or we need to make a play. So, we're continuing to work that and, have work to do, and we're getting back to work this week.
Question this morning from Larry Mahoney. Good morning, Larry.
Morning, Rob. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Okay. Coach, good morning.
Morning, Larry.
Jordan, your quarterback, Derek Robertson, 5 interceptions, no touchdowns. He's not a runner. Is it about time to take a look at that position and making a change there to try to get your offense clicking under 10 points a game? Or if not, why not? Thank you.
Yeah, I mean, we're evaluating every player in each game. So, Derek is a piece, right? He's, a piece of the team. He's a key member. He's a leader on this team and has done a terrific job. We got to continue. Derek's got to improve. Offensively, our offensive line needs to improve, and they are, and they are working hard towards that. It's a great group of young men that is working hard to improve. So, looking at, all those possibilities, but the big thing is, we see a lot of areas where, everything around Derek is improving and needs to continue to improve to help him out as well. So, we're going to continue to stay the course and continue to push forward. Like I said, I mean, everything is always being evaluated. So, we're excited about our plan coming up this week and the opponent that we have.
So he'll be starting this week?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Jordan, your next question from Anthony DeCacco. Go ahead, Anthony.
Hey, Coach. Coming into this week's matchup with Stony Brook, you'll both be hungry to get your first wins of the season. What do you have to do to assure that you'll come out on top in that matchup?
Yeah, this is a tough physical Stony Brook team on both sides of the ball. They compete extremely high level. And you saw that in the Richmond game and going back and forth throughout that entire game. They're a passionate group as well. And, for us, we're going to need to make sure we take care of the football first and foremost. And that's something that we've improved throughout the year. I thought it was our best game against William & Mary in terms of taking care of the field position. And that really is what kept us in the game is being able to maintain that field position. That's something that we're going to want to do this game as well is, we don't want to walk away from the game, feeling like we put ourselves in a position where, we didn't give our players a chance to make plays. So we're going to put them in a position to make plays and control the field position. And I think in the end, we'll be happy with the result.
Thank you.
Next question, Jordan, from Kyle Kinsey. Go ahead, Kyle.
Coach, I wanted to ask, having spent your entire coaching career in New England and having been in the Ivy League, what sort of relationship you had, if any, and what sort of impact you had, if any, with Buddy Tevens?
My thoughts and prayers are out to Coach Stevens and his family and the Dartmouth football family. I know Coach Stevens was the head coach here in the mid-1980s. So, his name resonates around here. you know, as a former Black Bear. So I don't have a personal relationship with him. Obviously, as you mentioned, being in the Ivy League, going against him is, you know, he had terrific teams in my time in the Ivy League. So a lot of respect for Coach Stevens and what he's done for the game of football, you know, and for a lot of young men. So really just my thoughts are with him and his family and that tragic event. And, you know, really thankful for what he's done for the game of football.
Thank you.
Jordan, we talked last week about the, you know, all the tough teams that you guys have played, the ranked opponents and everybody. William & Mary's defense is number one in the country in scoring yards against, have allowed an offensive touchdown, I guess, now in 3 weeks. What makes that group so good? I know you're a big defensive guy. What makes their unit so good?
Yeah, I mean, I think starting up front, I mean, both their defensive ends are terrific. I mean, they're a hard-nosed group that flies around. I got a lot of respect for their secondary as well. That's a physical group. You know, Ryan Poole, that is a terrific corner. I mean, does a great job. And they're going to be tight on routes. They're going to be tight in the run game. You know, they're a passionate group. They have a confidence about them. They're a physical group. I mean, they're going to play through the echo of the whistle. But it's you can see that they have chemistry. They have, you know, they have a swagger on defense that really I haven't seen this year. Probably, you know, that's the best defense that we've faced, you know, and that's playing FIU. That's playing, you know, North Dakota State as well.
Got a follow-up question from Larry. Go ahead, Larry. Yeah, Larry, you're on mute.
You got me now?
Yeah, I got you.
Okay, Jordan, what injury update? You were without Ryobi, Shakur Smalls, Thomas, Gross, Tavion Banks again. Any chance any of those five will be back for Stony Brook? Thank you.
Yeah, we're hopeful for, you know, David's working his way back. You know, all are on the way to getting back healthy. Timeline, I don't have a timeline for you, but all the guys you mentioned are we plan to have this year, you know, all coming in different stages though.
Jordan, defensively, as we touched on, you guys certainly you held William & Mary to 7 points and that second touchdown after Ryan Poole's interception. They were working on a short field. I know the weather was bad, but you guys did a pretty good job of slowing them down. What did you think the key to the defensive effort was, and who were some guys that impressed you?
Yeah, I mean, the guy that's, you know, stands out and has stood out the past 3 weeks is Darius McKenzie. You know, continues to show up and prepare himself the right way each week. You know, so it's, you know, there's a lot of bright spots on the defense in terms of young players and players that had inexperience going into this year. Now that, I mean, they're 4 games in. So and there's many other guys that have stepped up, even up front. I mean, our new guy, Isaiah Henderson, continues to make an impact in the backfield and does a great job. So, you know, there's a lot of pieces there that we're excited about. You know, Kazir Bucks Brown on the corner position, he's been getting better each game as well. So I think we're continuing to get, you know, our feet under us and show that we can be a very sound, tough defense that would be great against the run in the pass.
Before I let you go, you touched on Stony Brook a little bit with Anthony, but their defense especially came up with 5 turnovers in that game against Richmond. Obviously, everybody was battling weather, and that was a factor. But as you've taken a look at their defense and as opportunistic as they've been, what impresses you on that side for them?
Yeah, starting up front, I mean, I think they have they're a long, big defensive line. I think it's hard to get the edges on them. They do a nice job of constricting the pocket in the pass game. So from a secondary standpoint, I mean, you see them flying around. I think they're a sound defense. They're a group that's playing with purpose, playing with passion. And you know, you feel that on their sideline in the game. You feel that just how they play is that this is going to be a passionate group that comes up here ready to play, ready to compete. So we're going to get their best.
All right, Jordan, thanks so much for the time today and look forward to talking again next week.
Thanks, Rob. See you next week.
All right, see you next week. Thanks.